Back here on Darren Adonik on this Thursday afternoon, we go from Titans GM John Robinson to Titans running back Derrick Henry. Derrick, how you doing?
Doing good. How you doing?
Good. Your GM just told us he guaranteed you were going to have 1,500 yards rushing this year. You agree? I'm just kidding. He didn't say that. But we're always looking for good fantasy tips. How do you feel right now? How's camp been thus far?
Oh, it's been good. You know, just been competing, you know, and working every day, make each other better, offense, defense, special teams, and then, you know, just competing as a whole and, you know, just getting prepared week after week.
I saw where you got to meet Eddie George after practice today. How was that?
I mean, I met Eddie George before. I mean, I've actually hung with him before, but, yeah, just talking about football and giving me some tips and just catching up.
Being around guys like that, guys that did, you know, and I'm going to bring in DeMarco Murray, too, because just the his short time here, but a guy that was established running back, been there, done it, now retired, but getting chances to talk with Eddie George. What do those guys tell a young guy like you, you know, guys that had staying power in the league and had success?
You know, just really just picking their brain and whatever knowledge they are willing to offer, you know, you just listen, you know, and just pick up on it. You know, I'm always appreciative of guys like those guys, you know, being willing to, you know, give me knowledge about the game and what they did and what they learned playing, you know, the years in the league. So, you know, it's always good to catch up with those guys and get to talk about football and, you know, be around them.
Putting yourself when you first arrived to your rookie training camp to where you are today, how much has the game slowed down for you personally?
I think year after year you get more experience. You just get better with time. You know, just focus on the things you need to get better at. You know, throughout the years, you know, things you can improve on, and just keep working on those things every day. You know, and just let everything else come to you. You know, and just approach every day like a pro.
Yeah. And how much did last year getting those opportunities? Obviously, you got at times a pretty good workload. How did that help you in your development as a pro?
Yeah, it definitely was good for me to get a chance to start, you know, those last two games last season. And just get out there and actually have a chance, you know, and just go out there and just do what I do and what I do in practice and just do what I'm coached. You know, I think coming with a pro, you just got to pay attention to the detail of things, the fundamentals of things, and, you know, just be great in everything that you do, you know, just so, you know, you go out there and play fast and compete and play at a high level.
Are you surprised your college coach is giving all access down in Tuscaloosa? Have you been watching training days?
I haven't been watching, but yeah, I was definitely surprised that happened. But you know, I think it's a good thing for recruits just to see, let the recruits see, you know, how it actually is, and you know, and get a good glimpse of how they work over there and you know, how we work. I mean, because I played there too, but yeah, you know I mean, but at the same time, you know, it's still a business. I'm sure Coach Saban let those guys know that.
You haven't seen it yet, but I'm going to go on and spoil it for you. Last night was episode 2, and they trotted out Kobe Bryant into a team meeting.
I've seen it all over the internet. I wasn't too happy about that. That's my favorite athlete of all time. I wasn't too happy about
it. I was going to say, so you're probably upset.
I was not happy about that at all. I was not happy about that at all.
Who did they trot out when you were down there?
Ray Lewis came, and he said some really good things.
Okay.
I'm trying to think else. Who else came? I can't even think who else came. But I know Ray Lewis was the focal point of everything because you know, everybody was excited to see him and hear him talk. You know, he always has a great message and speaks well. So, yeah, I think that was a highlight when I was in camp when Ray Lewis came.
Well, you're going to need to send Coach Saban a message saying,
yeah, I know.
Coach.
I got to talk to him whenever I see him again. And I'll be like, man, come on.
What was it? What did you learn? Because I got to be honest, it's fascinating to me. I love the behind-the-scenes stuff, and I think fans do too. That's why you know they do so much of this all-access behind-the-scenes. But I think you learn, because sometimes, obviously, you know, Nick Saban, for outsiders, people aren't around him every day like you experience. It's hard to read him, but now getting this all-access, you get to learn a little bit more about him, and I've been impressed because it definitely seems like, yeah, obviously he can be hard, on you, but he always has a message, and he seems like his message is always trying to make you a better football player and a better person. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great observation. I mean, that's definitely correct. You know, that's just all he wants to do is that's a message every day, and it's every day you can learn something. You know, that's a guy that's, you know, a great ambassador, you know, who's a leader, who's been in football for a lot of years and has a lot of messages, and yet you can learn a lot from and have great coaches around him. So, you know, I know it's every day, you know, he has something that he can give you that you can, you know, carry on with your day and whatever you do after you leave there. You know, I know I remember all the things he used to say, and, you know, being in the pros, you know, it definitely, you know, something you can use from what he said, and definitely from leaving that program. You know, it just prepares you for the next level in life in general.
Speaking with Derrick Henry, last one, I promise, but he's been a heavy emphasis on your breaking point. What is your breaking point? Was that the case? Did you get a lot of that when you were down there?
Yeah, you know, just like whenever you just feel like, oh, well, I can't do it, or I'm tired, or this hurts, or that hurts, you gotta look past that and just keep moving forward, you know, and that's what makes you the player, and that's what makes the good guys great, you know, and that's what makes you better. When you just push yourself past your limit, when you hear yourself saying, oh, I'm tired, or I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that, oh, we got this, we got that, you just got to keep pushing and keep fighting, you know, and that's going to help you get better in the long run.
Derrick Henry is with us, Titans running back. And, Derrick, we were just talking to John Robinson, your general manager, and he was talking about how when new players come into the league, it's sort of a realization of just how different the pro game is from the college game. And he said, you know, the ball's the same, and there's 11 guys on each side, but there's so many different ways that the game is played. What has that process been like for you?
You know, it's definitely a different game, you know, because, I mean, it's a job. So, I mean, you ain't got class or you ain't got this or that. I mean, distractions, it's your job. You know, you're here, and then you're home, and then you're back here each and every day until it's game time. And in camp, you're here all day, basically. I mean, it's like that in college, but then you have class, but here it's your job. So, I mean, you got guys who've been in the league 6, 7, 8, 9 years, you know, who knows all the ins and outs, you know, about football, about pro football. So, you know, who pay attention to the small things, who pay attention to the details and things like that. And another thing is, I mean, every guy who's on the NFL team is probably the best guy, if not the best guy, on that college team. So, you know, it's the pros, it's high level football, smart guys who play, who've been in the league for a long time, and, you know, you gotta make sure, you know, you locked in, and being consistent is the big thing in the league. You gotta be consistent at your position and what you do, you know, and know what to do as far as being a young player. I feel like that's a big thing, you know, just getting adjusted, you know, and knowing what to do, and then when you go out there, just being consistent in what you do and playing at a high level.
How much do you think you've learned on the nuances of the position? I'm sure in high school it was just very simple. He turned, let's give it to Derrick, and he's gonna take it. Just react. But things like pass protection and reading blockers and running pass routes. How many strides do you think you've made in those little areas that can make a big difference at this level?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, anybody, you know, as far as running back wise, get the ball, you tell them to go there, go where, I mean, they're going to do it, you know, and make plays. But it's really what makes a complete running back is being able to pass protection, being able to read defenses, being able to know what's coming, like a blitz or, you know, are you getting out, or, you know, being able to catch the ball in the backfield, being versatile, being those different things, you know, because that's what the league's looking for, and that's what, you know, college is looking for, not just the back that can run the ball, but I can do all those three things, you know, to help the team and, you know, be a threat to the defense, you know, just because you're dangerous and different options. But then being physical and pass protection, you know, just being all those things, that's what, you know, teams look for, and, you know, that's what guys in the league strive to be, you know. So I just feel like, I mean, as a young back, I feel like coaches in high school should be a heavy emphasis on pass protection, and then being able to let guys, you know, if they're able to catch balls out of the backfield, just so when they go to the next level, they're prepared.
Derrick Henry is with us. So, Derrick, you list Remember the Titans as one of your favorite movies here. Mm-hmm. So how old were you when you first saw that movie?
I was really young. Had to be about six. 6 to 7.
Because
that's always, you know, because growing up, I didn't really, we didn't really have no cable, so we had a VCR, so I had Remember Titans on the VCR. So anytime I come home from school, I had my grandma put that on. That's why I love to watch. I've just always been fascinated with watching movies, you know, and just chilling. I still do that to this day. That's my favorite thing to do, is watch movies and chill. But yeah.
So how many times do you think you've seen it?
I've seen it a lot.
Yeah, because that's one of those where you never get tired of watching it, right?
Yeah,
we have all the lines
movie.
Down.
Yeah,
we just it's just such a fun movie. You want to show your kids the movie, all their friends. Like, oh, if it pops on, you got to watch it.
You got to watch it every time.
What about today? What's a newer movie you really, really like?
Oh, man. I just got into The Avengers, Infinity War.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
I love that movie. I love the movie because, I mean, I was a big Hulk fan, but now that I see Hulk get whooped by Thanos, I'm just like, I'm not really fond of Hulk anymore. I'm kind of upset about how he acted in the movie. He didn't want to come out at all. Thanos had him scared. So, yeah, I've been hooked on that one, The Avengers, lately.
They kind of left us hanging at the end of that movie, too. We got to wait for the next one to come out.
Yeah, I know. I've been, because actually, my girlfriend's little brother, we went to go see it. I never really watched Avengers, and then when I actually watched it, I was interested. So then now I'm just anticipating when the next one's coming out, just because how the last one ended. So yeah, I've been on Infinity War for a while now.
Good stuff. Hey Derek, thanks for the visit. Really appreciate it. Best of luck, and we'll talk to you again down the road.
All right, thank you.
All right, that is Titans running back Derek Henry. Good conversation with him. It's going to be interesting.
You can tell his personality's come out as he gets older.
Getting ready to say that. This is camp three for him? So
he's getting more comfortable in interview settings.
No doubt.
I think we're learning more about him as a guy. He's a guy you want to root for. It's going to be interesting.
Well, we had Deion Lewis yesterday.
Yeah.
And Derrick Henry today. And I am very curious, as we've been starting to kind of amp up our fantasy discussions, how do you approach that? As everybody starts their fantasy drafts this weekend, is to me, it almost seems like the Titans' backfield, if you're going down that road, it's a must that you always hear the term handcuff. Don't you have to find a way to get both? Right? I mean,
the age-old question.
To me, picking one is a gamble, right? It's 50-50. I mean, on really how this is going to play out. That's the way I look at it.
That's a whole nother discussion.
Because if you go with one, to me, you have to have the other.
I've done that many times before, but when you do that, the problem is there's a lot of weeks where you're like, well, which guy do I put in? Do I put them both in?
Yeah. I don't.
And there's pluses and minuses. Sometimes it works out, but I feel like a lot of times I'm glad that I don't handcuff them. I'll take one with the hopes that that person emerges. Or is getting enough to where I don't have to have that dilemma of which guy's gonna in the game plan is gonna have more action this week? It's a tough dilemma. Tough call.
I kind of feel like you always know, though. It's not like you go into every week going, which one? I feel like you usually know, like somebody may be banged up a little bit. They haven't practiced all week, or usually just somebody's gonna get 18 carries. I mean, you kind of know how that. Rarely is it, okay, both are completely healthy, both are going to get the same amount of reps. I mean, right? Usually, that's why I'm saying it's probably better just to have both, so you can know at that stage, that week, that time of the year, probably.
But how
who's
do you know
be
going
main,
into each game? Well, sometimes you do.
I'm saying things usually play out in the NFL where you kind of know.
Deion Lewis was very honest with us yesterday when I was asking about the running back by committee approach in the Patriots. He said, some weeks you came in, you had no idea how you were going to fit into the game plan based on who they were playing. It was different every week. So that had to be kind of tricky for a running back. You want to come in knowing, okay, I'm in this game plan. I think he has a better feel that now he's down to two guys. It's not four guys like the Patriots had.
Yeah, I would agree with that. All right, we'll come back. We'll kick off the fourth hour with Buck Rising. We'll also hear from Mike Vrabel. A lot more coming on Thursday's edition of Darren and Donick on 102.5 The Game.